Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to Real Women, Real Talk. So I'm Selena Coleman, your host. This is my co-host,
Tasty J.
And we have our guest co-host on this side.
My name is Silver Coleman.
And so today we're going to have a good show. We're going to have a show about Battle of the Ages versus Battle of the Sexes also going on. So, and we'll do a little combination of things. But first off, I want to give a shout out to Anessa Jones. Our other co-host is not here today. She had a birthday on Friday. So happy belated birthday, Anessa. I'm sure she got turned up, and so that's...
I'm sure.
So she is probably a little recovering still, so...
I'm sure she's somewhere laid out.
Yeah. getting some rest. So what did you guys do this weekend?
I went to a housewarming / birthday party. Good friends of mine. Shout out to them. Drak and Puka. Bad house. Very nice.
Understand that one. I went to Vegas for a fitting, and we went to eat at Bobby Flay's restaurant. So thank you, Carla. I can't wait for your wedding. We had a blast. It was nice. And then I went to go see my cousin, Leandre. Her house is bad, too. Motivation.
Yes.
What did you do? I didn't do nothing really, but I was kind of jealous. You know, I like to cook. I know Bobby Flay. I would have went up to that restaurant like, okay, let me see. But, you know, you lucky.
That's okay.
I'm going to be at that wedding too, though, so I'm going to see.
Yeah.
You should have been at that fitting, at least at Bobby Flair's, you know.
Right.
Free meal. It's always good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to definitely take you to Bobby Flay's restaurant when we go out there, but also we're going to hit
Chef Ramsey.
Okay, well, take me too. I want to go. I'm sliding somewhere, trunk, back seat, in the middle. You know, I'm small. I'm petite size. I can fit in.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys, so what y'all think about the new president?
Well, for me, that is a blast. And I say that because being so political, 2 weeks ago, I knew Hillary was going to win. Hands down, I knew Hillary was going to win. But me and Sky was in my room watching TV, and my 3-year-old grandson, he was like, "Oh, that's Donald Trump on the TV." And I looked at the TV. I was like, "That is not Donald Trump." He said, "No, not him." And then Donald Trump came back on the TV, and he was like, "That's Donald Trump." And he said that Donald Trump was going to win the election. And so at that point, I looked at Sky, and I was like, "Did you hear
this?" Thumbs down for your grandson, but go ahead.
Right, but you know, I say this. I didn't, up until that point, I did not think Donald Trump was going to win. And so my 3-year-old
grandson, he don't know nothing.
He's a psychic, though, because I tell you that. He's a psychic. So I asked him, after that, I started thinking like, okay, could Donald Trump really win this? And so from that point, I still kind of knew or thought Hillary was going to win. But in my mind, I said, okay, if Trump wins, my grandson is psychic. And I'm going to leave that.
I feel like this. With me, don't get me wrong. I was going for Hillary because, you know, you're the president of the United States, and we needed somebody. When Clinton was in, I was good. I was living good. He was a good president. You know, I don't care what he did with his cigars and his Peter Wacker and all of that kind of stuff. You know, if I was a president, I'd probably been getting some head from somebody, too, somewhere, if they got doing it good. But Donald Trump is like me. I live on the edge. If I run for president, I'm going to be talking mess like he was like, "Oh, I'm going to build a wall." And then Cinco de Mayo, he eating tacos, talking about these tacos and the tacos is good. That's me. Like, but, you know, am I the right person to run the United States? Yes, I am. We'll all be just turned up all the time. Donald Trump is turned up. He's rich. He doesn't care. He don't need the money. He just want to have some fun. He old with his fake hair. I mean, but it's a good job. It's a wig. That ain't his hair. And
hopefully he'll get some Bosley done and he can have
I think he got some Bosley. It just, he needs to get it cut. That swoop thingy. That's a Bosley swoop though.
Yeah.
So, but you know, I think that it's going to get crazy. Start wearing a bulletproof vest with a, helmet because he don't care what he says. I don't either. he don't care. He's going to really get crazy in January. He's going to talk crazy. He's going to be stupid. But it's all good. I like that. We need some. We don't need Obama. Shout out to my first black president. I will always love him and respect him. But he was just too uptight. Loosen up. Like, Donald Trump don't care. He going to go on there. He going to say whatever. He going to live his life on edge. He's rich. He doesn't care.
Yeah, you know, I think since he actually got the presidency, I think he toned it down a little bit and realized, okay, now this shit is serious.
Nah.
I do. Because, you know, he came out apologetic, you know. But he did.
So did he apologize to the Mexicans? Is he still building the wall?
You know what? I'm sure he is still building the wall. But let me tell you what my husband said. He said, okay.
He said he was. He better stand for his word. He better build that wall. I like Mexicans. I love them. But if you say something, follow through.
Well, you know what? This is what I think. I think if all else fails, he going to hire one of his companies to go out there and hire people and build the wall himself.
I'm with that.
And he going to use federal funded money to pay his people because he's been getting around, you know, every other kind of way in business. So, I mean, for me, you know, it's kind of ironic because I do a lot of political stuff, but a lot of my political friends are doing this is not my president rally. But then it's all over.
He's just the president of the United States. He's not my president. He can't tell me what the hell to do.
Right.
I'm my own president. Anybody can be president. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been in jail a few times. I got a little dirt on my name. I mean, he do too. Hillary does too. You know, they found out, oh, she's a liar. She's a crook. She's a thief. I am too. Like, who's not? You know, but
I'm reformed. I don't try not to lie no more, and I don't steal anymore.
Sometimes
and so,
I do.
Yeah,
sometimes.
You know, so.
Sometimes.
I don't steal big stuff no more. I used to steal big stuff. I don't do all of that no more, but I mean, you know, I stole from a birthday party about a week or so ago. I didn't steal nothing last night. They gave me a lot of free stuff.
It's like, as long as I'm getting it free, I don't got to take
it. Yeah. Yeah, she was being all shady with the olives. So I stole them. But, you know, last night I didn't have to steal nothing. They was like, take this stuff. I was like, for real? I ain't got to steal nothing tonight? Cool. Thumbs up.
Yeah. So, Silver, what do you feel about Donald Trump?
All right. Well, this is the thing. I'm not really a political person, but I'm a very opinionated person.
Definitely.
So,
I like that. I'm not political either, but yeah, I like that. But go ahead. Continue.
But that's the thing. Like, I don't like that he's president at all. But I don't know. Like, I don't think his views are – I think he just talking out as, like – just to talk. Like, I don't think he listens to what he says, and I don't think he gonna follow through with half of the stuff he says. I think he just say it to just say it.
Okay, so I want to know, producer Sky, can you Google his age? Because I could have sworn somebody said he was 70.
It don't matter, because he has money. He has money to do all his hair lifts,
okay, but
his face lifts.
It does matter, because, you know, as you get older, people's brains start deteriorating.
Oh, that could be an issue.
This is gone.
You know what I'm saying? And so when I found out he was 70, I was like, oh, okay, that explains everything. Or at least a lot of it. You know what I'm saying?
He's lightly losing it.
I believe that,
lightly.
Too. Yeah, so.
Well, I ain't going to say too much about him on the air. Somebody might show him my picture. He might get my address and send them saying Mexicans that he gonna put the wall up to come take me out. So I ain't gonna say much, you know, but yeah, slightly. I'm gonna say slightly.
Well, you know, he did say he was gonna stop the black people from being killed in the streets by the police. But then on the other hand, he said he's also gonna hire some more police to start rounding up some people. So,
well, he's 70.
Yeah, he looks good to be 70, though. Because he had me fooled. I didn't believe he was 70.
You'll get with him?
No, hell no.
Probably so, because he's the president now.
Nah,
you want to be the first lady living in the White House.
Not me. I like what I got at home. I'm happy. Yes, my 26 years of marriage. Okay. We can do another 24 and we good. So, you know.
That's a whole
definitely.
Lot of
Yeah. You ain't going to do 24 with Donald Trump.
I wouldn't even do one with Donald Trump. I wouldn't even do a night with Donald Trump. Sorry. Nope. Sorry.
Even to sleep in the White House for one night?
Hell nah. I could go homeless and sleep on the side of the White House before I sleep in the White House with Donald Trump. Yeah. You know what? We did this. We did the viewing of the 13th Amendment. And one of a younger guy was there, and he made a statement. He said that their generation, and I'm talking about Silver's generation.
I'm 19, so.
Yeah, so pretty. I'm going to say the ages between 18 and 25. Those individuals are not scared of anything that's going on in the United States right now. But this gentleman said they feel like they're fighting a blind fight. And I asked him, what did he mean by that? He says they don't know the real cause or the real issues. They just know that life is not fair for us as a people, blacks and browns. And so with that, it made me understand, like, okay, because they came from our generation, which was Generation X. And now these millennials, is that what we call you guys? Yeah, millennials.
It's me what you call me.
Well, us, the society. You know, you guys are the millennials.
They don't care because they live in a different era than what we did. You know, they live on social media. Their whole life is built on, I could just put anything on the internet. I could be anybody I want to be. So, you know, being political, getting into who running the world, it doesn't affect them.
You're right. It doesn't. And you and the social media, that is like the new media outlet.
That's their president. You take away their social media, they die.
Like that internet commercial, huh? Internet. Yeah.
They don't care. They don't even care. They like president. What do we need a president for?
It's not even a lot of we don't care. It's that we don't understand. And a lot of it is because there's so much to it. It's not, oh, this is what's happening or whatever. It's so much further back than that. And I'm not going to say we, because I will take the time to go and look back. But we, as in the generation, is not going to take time to go and look back at, oh, why is this and why is this and why is this such a bad thing? So they're not going to understand the now of it.
They don't, because you're right. Let's talk about that now of it. All these girls is going around stealing all this Victoria's Secret pink, these sweatsuits. They're stealing all this name brand stuff, True Religion, this, that, and the other. They're getting caught and going to jail. And I'm sitting here saying their arrest record is going to look like, and then they're getting all these tattoos.
Yeah, that one kills me.
I will
me.
Never hire nobody with a tattoo in their face.
Well, you know what? I will.
Oh,
I
good will. For you. Good but, for you. I'm not. I ain't talking about you. I said me.
Right.
But you, Samina, I'm Tasty J. If one of y'all come in somewhere and I'm doing some hiring, I'm throwing your... I'm a smile. You hiring? We'll call you. Throw your application right in the trash. I'm not going to even look at it.
Right. But if I were to get a tattoo on my face, I would choose... to have my own profession. I'm not going to go to somebody else and expect them to work with me because of what I have on my body. I'm going to say, all right, well, I wanted to get this tattoo, so I'm going to go do me, and I'm going to make my way.
Well, that's fine. But even so, I don't even like seeing a person. Like, when I go in a store or a restaurant and you got a tattoo in your face, I don't want to. Because my thing is, what was the purpose? You got all this other places to put, why your face? Why would you mess up your, I mean, some people face is, I'm not going to say everybody beautiful because they're not.
Right. Okay.
I see some ugly people.
And I agree to a certain extent. And the reason I said I will, because first of all, my feeling is if they got a tattoo on their face, they are partially crazy, straight out. And we need to start helping our mentally ill people.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying everybody is mentally ill that get tattoos on their face, because if you got your own career, and when I say your own career, if you do things and you don't have to report to anybody and you don't have to clock a time
clock. Let me respond to the producer. I will never ask anybody why they put a tattoo on their face. I'm just going to tell them. We'll call you if a position come available. But I'm never going to call them, because as soon as they walk out, it's going right in the shredder. Bye. And I never want to see these people again.
Yeah, well, for me, it's a different aspect. It's a different point of view. And I say that because I see it every day. And I do see that if you then went to the point where you done got tattoos on your face, something was going on in your life at that point. But this newer generation, they feel like they can...
How do you know something still ain't going on in their life? They got a tattoo on their face. They ready to pop at any minute. So you got them working in your establishment and somebody slams something down on the counter and they just go crazy. Because they are, something is wrong to put a tattoo on your face.
I agree.
Some people.
Wait a minute. The first girl I seen with a tattoo on their face was the girl from, pretty girl from Ray J. Ray J's, so I heard she was crazy too. She wasn't with a full deck.
I knew it
when I seen that thing on her face. I said, if that thing is real, she lost her mind. She was a cute girl, too.
Okay, so look, you guys, we're going to take a break in a few minutes or in a few seconds, and we're going to come back, and we're going to make this a little more interesting. I'm sure so far it's been pretty good. But I still would hire the people with the tattoos on their face.
I wouldn't get a face tattoo, so I'm good.
All right. Okay. All right. Welcome back. Again, I'm Selena Coleman.
Tasty J.
Silver.
And we brought on another guest. Introduce yourself.
My name is Nathan Hulsey. I am an author of a book called The Dominologist, that's Strategy for Dominoes. I held a mic for a many 20 years.
Awesome.
Known by many as Hip Hippopotamus.
Well, I don't know you by that. But
lyrically, verbally abusive. And so I'm here because I think you need a little male perspective today with, you know, a little testosterone.
Oh, shucks.
To help you get through a situation.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it. You ready?
You
sound like you're ready.
He is ready. Okay, so before we let Nathan start talking and doing his male perspective on our Real Women Real Talk, I wanted to ask Silver, how do you feel about the tattoos? And specifically about face tattoos. I understood what you were saying about if you were going to get a tattoo on your face, you were going to make sure that you had your own thing, whatever it be.
All right. Well, me personally, I like tattoos. I think they look tight. I think they make me feel tight. I'm going to go get a tattoo when I feel like it. But
in your face?
I'm not going to get a face tattoo. That's what I was about to say. I personally would not get face tattoos. I like my face. I'm going to keep it like this, hopefully, as long as possible. And I don't think a tattoo will complement my face. Like, I see people get tattooed eyebrows. I wouldn't even do that. Like, if my eyebrows go away, then I ain't got no eyebrows. But
you have any tattoos?
I do. I have two tattoos. My tattoos are small, but I got this little one right here. It's a little snake. My mama got the same thing, same one. And then I have my sister's name right here, the one that passed away. And those are the only two tattoos I have, and they both mean something. But I do plan on getting tattoos that mean something, but that not everybody's
going
to get.
I'm your cousin. Get my name. I mean something.
You do mean something. All right, yeah. So I honestly don't have any tattoos, none whatsoever, and I never really thought about getting tattoos. It never really crossed my mind and said, hey, I'm going to get a tattoo. But I can say that I support people with tattoos, and I'm going to mention this. Universal, Ron Meyer, he's the president of Universal Pictures. And Universal had a law that you could not wear a tattoo and you wouldn't get a job there. But he changed the law right on the phone with me standing there because he didn't even know his own company wouldn't hire people without tattoos. And when I told him, he said, no, that's not real. And he got on the phone and called HR and said, hey, is it true that we don't hire people with tattoos? And they said, that's correct. We don't hire people with tattoos. And he said, well, we do now. And
simple
he
as
changed
that,
it right there on the spot on the phone. Ron Meyer.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you what happened to me when I was about 18, 19 years old. I got hired at Disney. My oldest brother was working at Disney at the time. He told me that they were hiring. They were running the Queen Mary. And so I went there. I did an interview. He told me to cover my tattoo. I have a S on my hand. And so I had it covered when I went in for the initial interview. And I got the job. And I forgot to cover it when I went back for scheduling. And I know the lady noticed my tattoo because she gave me all the paperwork and then she noticed the tattoo and she said, oh, give me a few minutes. And she left and then she came back and said, oh, you know what? We made a mistake. We're going to have to call you back and start the paperwork for rescheduling. So they never called me back. Long story short is...
That sounds like something I would do, but go ahead.
Yeah. So I had the tattoos on my hand and not on my face. But, you know, I'm cool with that because for me, it wasn't meant for me to work there.
Well, long story short was Disney doesn't support... it, at the time, they didn't support people of color, none whatsoever.
Exactly.
And so, and I honestly say this, I was riding in It's a Small World in Disney, and all the music was It's a Small World, and when they got to Africa, it said Ooga Booga, Ooga Booga, Ooga Booga, Ooga Booga. That's no support, none whatsoever. And Disney, if he knew how many people were working at Disney right now, he'd probably turn over his grade. Not only that, a black president. Female black president.
That's my favorite ride, and I never noticed that. I probably was jamming to the Ooga Booga.
Oh, no, they changed it now.
Because I ride it like 15, 20 times.
Yeah, they've changed it.
Well, you know what? I kind of agree. I took Dallas and my grandson Chaney to Disney on Ice thing. And every single princess was there except for Princess Tiana. And so when I got home, I wrote a long ass letter to Disney because I surely did not appreciate that. I was expecting to see Princess Tiana there, and she was not there.
Samoans didn't appreciate it neither, and that's why there's a Samoan princess right now on posters.
You know what? I'm going to go to Disney on Ice this year. I'm going to dress up like Princess Tiana. I'm gonna dress up like her.
They had a lot of little people dressed up like Princess Tiana.
With banners.
With banners, huh? But they didn't have no Princess Tiana. They had Pocahontas out there. They had everybody, even some, I mean, like, I don't remember, but I know my grandson was happy because he was like, Grandma, I don't want to see no princesses. I want to see some.
Give it 20 years, it'll be a gay princess at Disney. Yeah. Give it 20 years.
I agree on that one.
Sky doesn't think Disney will ever convey to that.
Give it 20 years. When they start protesting,
we should dress Donald Trump up as the gay princess. His face dressed like a girl. Yeah, no.
He's already a princess and a billionaire princess at that.
He's special. Okay, so what's going on? Let's talk about some Battle of the Sexes.
Let's do it. You ready?
I'm ready.
Battle of the Sexes. Is it 3-on-1?
Yes, it is. Three against one.
Can you handle us?
I can handle this.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Are you sure?
Please. Okay, let's ask. I want to ask you this question. Do you like younger women or older?
I like women, period.
Age don't matter.
There's no preference.
So do you like women with blue hair, black hair, brown hair, purple hair, yellow hair?
Men see women visually. That's what stimulates us. We are stimulated by sexiness. We are stimulated by whatever it is it turns a man on. If a man likes beautiful toenails and a woman is fat and she got beautiful toenails, he's going to say, look at those toenails.
That's all he can see is the toenails.
You know what I'm saying? So... No, I mean, I like a little curve here and a curve there and something to squeeze on and something to hold on.
Big belly, fat butt.
I wouldn't say big belly, but
okay. So, do you like women that had work done on them?
It doesn't bother me. Okay. Women work on themselves to make themselves more attractive to the man because we are visual. We want to see it.
Okay, so now I got a question because. How do you feel about the plain woman? The woman that says, I don't need makeup because I look sexy without makeup. Or
that doesn't pertain to every woman.
It doesn't. But I'm saying, how do you feel about those individual women? Are they sexy to you or you feel like women need makeup to make them beautiful?
Are we talking about Alicia Keys right now? I mean, she's on a movement right now about not wearing makeup and she's pushing the movement and she doesn't count.
Why doesn't she count? Because she's beautiful without makeup?
She doesn't count because she has a standard that people think is already beautiful or pretty. And so she can't go out saying, I'm not wearing makeup. Because if there's that one woman who really doesn't have that advantage, she can't go out and say, I'm not wearing makeup. And why? People treat you different when you look ugly to somebody. If you look ugly, trust me, ugly people get treated worse than anyone who's beautiful.
Okay, so then it comes back to what you just said. Beautiful is in the eyes of the beholder because some individuals, I'm not going to say ugly or, you know, we use this term oogly.
Be on a job. be on the job and walk in without your lipstick and your eyeliner on and your hair did, not did, nails not did.
Well, you know what? I do sometimes. And you're right, because the first thing they say, are you okay? Are you feeling okay today? And I'd be like, I'm feeling good. Oh, it must be that I don't have no makeup on today. But I don't feel like I have to always wear makeup.
Makeup makes a man go, just a little bit more.
So, okay, so then you do like a woman who fixes herself up.
Yeah, but some people don't know how to fix themselves up.
That's what I said.
Let me tell you right now, and I have a friend, I'm not going to mention any names.
Why not? But, let's mention it. I want to Google. I want to go on her Facebook.
He's a millionaire.
Okay,
he's a millionaire.
Nah, don't put him on blast like that.
And his wife wears eyebrows like Ronald McDonald.
Oh, my God.
And so it's like when you see her, you go, I just want to take her to, like,
you want Silver to do her makeup.
Spend $350 and get her makeup done.
Okay, so you do feel like a woman needs to...
Some people just need help. That's all. They just need help. And not everybody knows what they're doing.
And I agree, because I would say Silver does excellent makeup. And actually, Jody does excellent makeup, too. But I don't think Jody and Silver both need makeup. You know what I'm saying? Naturally, I think their faces are beautiful. But I have watched them change their beautiful face to an immaculate face. And then I'm like, what happened to my kid in there?
I notice faces because, one, I'm an artist.
Right.
Period.
Definitely.
So when if I'm drawing an eyebrow, I'm drawing an eyelid, whatever it is, I want to make it look a general eyelid, eyebrow, or artistic. When I see someone who's painting their own face and they don't
know what they're doing.
Exactly. Then some people like fixing things.
Right. So since you say you like all women, so if you was dating a woman and she was all fixed up and she looked at all nice and everything, but then when you went to her house was dirty, would you look at her different?
You know, some men will kick some clothes out the way and move stuff off the bed. I'm just saying.
And you're right. And that's true. Okay, so dealing with women, who do you see that's more, do the younger women not keep a tidy house, or is it the older?
I'm going to say, for me, I think it's a combination of ages. Because, I mean, I've been personally to a young person's house who it was immaculate. Like you, like, damn.
And I've been to a young person's house where you open the cabinet and you jump back because you don't know how many roaches are going to fly.
Right. Correct. And then,
what about, you said all women. I see it more with the younger.
I've seen a sexy,
but no. What about the women that goes, the young women, because I can't read between their lines with this new way of texting and
emojis
and all of that kind of stuff. I'd be like, and what do they mean by, what do that mean?
Well, I'm in the middle of it right now. So it's like, I'm not quite all the way there, but I'm not stuck out in the past either. So yeah.
Okay. So you said you're not stuck in the past. Have you officially gave up your pager?
I have officially given up my pager in 2010.
What? Okay. So in 2010, he was the last person with a pager.
6 years ago, I was still on pager.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. So, okay. But that was I think that was a business decision, because what you were paying, like $5 a year?
No, it was more like $40 a year or something like that.
Okay. Well, even with that, I thought that was, I was like, what the heck?
Call me and I'll call you back.
So let's do older versus younger. So with the older, do you see more potential in them keeping themselves up, having goals and ambition, versus the younger women?
Older women have been hurt, and they don't take no mess from nobody.
Right.
Younger women haven't been hurt. Have you been hurt?
No,
I'm talking to you, Silver. Have you been hurt?
No.
So if some gentleman pulled up in a nice BMW convertible and he was like, "Hey girl, hey, can you know how to get to 5th and Main?" And then you give him directions, then he's like, "My name is Larry. what's your name, man?"
Not talking to me like that. I'm giving you directions
and be like, okay. All right. Okay, well, but on the real though, what if you said, hey, you know, can we have, can I take you, can we have coffee? Can we talk? I'm interested, you know? And then next thing you know, you find out he's married, got kids, but you in the relationship 6 and 7 months and you didn't realize it because he was that smooth. You get hurt. Then you start to watch your back a little more. I'm saying some people get in relationships and they get hurt. Young people, not always that hurt. You can be in a relationship. I was in a relationship for 10 years, right out of high school. Right out of high school. I hurt that woman.
You did? What you do? You cheated on her?
I always cheated on her.
He said he always cheated on her.
But I later told her, well, not later, I told her, I was trying to get rid of her when I told her I cheated on her. She wouldn't go.
So you're saying that younger people are more likely to cheat?
No.
No, he's saying they're more gullible, I think.
Yeah, and we're talking about women who might commit to you a little more than the boy, right? The boy, really not committed. The woman, more committed. They have something. Ooh, 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 ah, 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 this is mine, right? Men, we don't commit like that when we're young. You dig it?
Well, some of y'all don't commit at old age. Right? You don't want to be an old playboy.
Well, I've always told people this, to women, to girls. If you don't have a car and you're young and your boyfriend has a car, you better check on him quite often.
He cheating?
Because he's going to come to your house. When your mama tell you to turn off the lights and tell him to go home, he's going over to the girl's house who can have company at night.
Is that true?
What you mean, is it true?
I mean, but the younger women, you guys cheat too, though, right?
No, well.
Yes.
I want to say, I think it depends on the individual.
It does. It depends.
No. Stay out of it. Being 19, being a teenager...
Okay, me personally, I do have friends or acquaintances or people I know who was like, I have a boyfriend, but I like this person. I want to go this person. And I look at them like,
you shady.
I ain't gonna say nothing, but I also ain't gonna respond to you saying that. So, yes, I do see it, but I see it less when it's like girls. I don't see it as much. Like
okay, I got wait. Let me just one more, and then I'm gonna let you go. What about you guys meet somebody today? Next week, you guys are all on social media. This is the love of my life, my boo, my husband, and it's like you don't even know his last name. You don't even know he got another girlfriend and a baby mama. But you guys are just so in love that quick.
Well, you know what? I'm going to comment on that because I don't think I knew my husband's name until probably about 4 months before we got married. But that's because his name, Magnum, was his mama called him Magnum. It wasn't until I engaged with him and his father did I realize that his name wasn't Magnum.
Your name is Cleophas. I'm going to call you Cleophas.
So for me, I mean, and then I guess it was a different era because, yeah, we did fall head over heels quick, fast, in a hurry. So and that's why I say it depends on the individual because before I met my husband, was I a cheater? Hell yeah, I was a cheater.
Did he fall head over heels? Are you sure that he fell? You said we fell. You said
I fell. I thought he did. I could be wrong, but I know I did.
He's still here, right?
And he's still here, right, right. And I approached him. He didn't approach me. But before I got with him, I was a cheater.
That's good, though.
Are you still a cheater?
No, I'm not a cheater.
She said she was interested in him, and so she approached him.
I did.
You dig it? When a man chases a woman and a woman's not as interested in the man that the man is interested is so much in the woman, then the woman usually takes more advantage of the man. But if a woman is interested in the man, then there's less taken advantage of because she cares more for him.
I was amazed. My husband had a nurse's uniform on and a blue rag out of his pocket. I was like, what? Wait a minute. That's a thug with a job? Oh, I'm in love.
And you fell in love?
I fell in love with the look.
I don't want nobody nursing me.
You know,
no rag hanging out.
I'm gonna thank MC Light on that one, because MC Light, she hooked me up. You know, she wanted you want a thug, and I got one that didn't care for thugs, but the song went with it, so we danced to it, and I found one.
Okay, so question. To the panel.
So you're married?
Married 16 years as of 2 days ago.
Happy anniversary.
Yes.
Thank you.
So versus the old versus the young, do you think the young move faster than what we did when we were coming up?
I think it's a combination of both. And I say that because I know people who date and then they get engaged, and they have long engagements. And then I know people who are in a relationship 6 months, and they already planning their wedding.
But that's the era of today. But I'm talking about the era when we were coming up, because we dated.
We did.
We went out on dates. We hung out. Like, now, it's none of that. I remember my son was like, Mom, when he was a senior, he got a girlfriend. And he's all like, this is my girlfriend. And I said, I don't care. And he was like, but I want you to meet her. I said, and I don't want to meet her. And he was like, oh, you so mean. You're just evil. And I said, and then he said, she wants to hang out with you and spend the day. I said, she needs to hang out with her damn mama.
Millennials had more access to
people. I have my own daughter. I don't want to hang out with your quote unquote girlfriend. So we get into this big old thing, and I told him, she's not my daughter. I don't want to go shopping with her. I don't want to go eat with her. I want her to stay at her fucking mama's house. And I'm going to stay in my house. I don't want to hang out with this girl. So he goes his first year of college.
But he liked her.
I don't give a damn. That was for him.
He's like, Mama, look what I got. Mama, look what I got.
Right over there. Right over there. So I'll go to his football games, and she would always walk past. And then he said, your mama's mean. And I said, and I don't give a damn. She don't even need to keep passing by where I'm sitting at. She needs to go over where her mama is.
You know what? Your son was trying to impress you.
No.
Sometimes we do that. You know, we want people to like something, what we have, and we want to show it to you. Look, Mom, look, I'm doing fine. Look, and I even got a girlfriend.
That's the point. So then when he go his first year of college, he comes home, and then I said, oh, where's the girlfriend? And he goes, he says, oh, I'm not with her no more. I got a new one.
Well, you shift her off. You didn't give her the approval.
I didn't get this one approval either, but he said he liked her too. And I said, well, did you see?
But you didn't give her the
I said, son, you're 19 years
time
old.
Time of day.
You're going to go through girls. You're going to go through girls like I go through pads. You don't need to settle down at 19 years old.
I was a good catch no matter how much I cheated. I was a good catch.
At 19 years old, you need to spread your wings, sling your balls all around town. You do not need to be tied down.
I used to go to girls' house, and their mamas would be like, I like him. You keep him. I like
That's
him.
That's what their mama was saying?
That's what their mama
their
said.
Their mama was a hoe.
Okay.
She was a hoe.
That's probably
my daughter at 21 years old, she come in with somebody, I'm going to be, I don't like him. And I don't want him coming back to my house. Bye. They don't even bring nobody. They don't bring nobody calls. Because at 21 years old, she needs to spread her wings.
And spread what?
To her wings.
Her wings.
Yeah, she needs to just have friends and just date okay, and so
speaking,
more trust.
Speaking
so
of wings.
Now, man's ahead. Mind don't, you know, you tell a woman to spread anything, they don't think wings. They don't think anything. So you told her to go spread her wings? How do you know she meant you thought wings?
Well, I don't give a damn what she spread. Just don't bring him to my house. She can spread whatever.
Said,
her booty hole, her booty cheeks. I don't care. Just don't bring him to my house.
You're like, go spread your wings.
Go spread.
Go meet.
That is her legs, her wings, not her legs.
But how do you know she...
Well, you got to remember this. That is her mama, so she should probably understand her mama. Just like when your
hey, girl,
mother used
here.
To say, "Dekind, dekind, dekind."
Your mama says, "Spread
it
your wings.
Something.
Come on over here and spread your wings for me, girl."
Is that what they thinking?
That's what they thinking.
She don't need to be talking
That's
to nobody thinking
what
like
they
that.
Thinking.
Don't talk to nobody to think like that.
No, doesn't happen. You don't control what anyone thinks.
I don't. I just control my house.
Exactly.
And who comes.
And you got to keep them in your house as long as you can until they make their decision to leave. Stay, Silver. Stay as long as you can.
Okay, so I got a question for you, Janine. When will you approve? Like, when will you be okay with a relationship with your son or your daughter? What is there an age?
It's not actually for me to approve. What I want to approve is you out my house, living your life, enjoying living like a citizen, not spreading a family up under my roof. I approve of that, not that. I approve that you go by. I went on about my business, and my mama, if she approved, disapproved, didn't matter because it wasn't in her house. So you could do what you want when you're grown. You do what you want. Not my house.
Right. But I'm saying, okay, so this is going to be either the father or mother of your grandkids one day.
I ain't got to deal with them.
All right, well, it's really not really happening in your house anymore because of social media, and the millennials are in everybody's house all at the same time right now.
I agree with that.
So you said, when do I approve? I approve when I see, because when I see growth, when I see that them doing something, then I'll approve. But right now, you in college, his girlfriend in college or ex-girlfriend or whatever, he dating somebody else at college or whatever. It's like, get to know yourself so that you can be a man to support when he start spreading his wings, his balls, or whatever you want to say, Nathan. You spread it at their own place, being productive, being a citizen. So maybe you could be president one day, but not in my house. Not in my house. I don't want the problems. These young people, they're fighting in the house. They're being disrespectful. Then some of them be like, oh, you a bitch and your mama a bitch too.
It's going to jump your ass.
So that's what it is.
It'll go down.
To jump their ass. No, yeah. Just kidding.
You don't like being called a bitch in your own house. That's all there is to it.
I don't want to be called a bitch in my house, and I don't want my I don't want my daughters whatever calling me a bitch, you know what or whatever. I wouldn't want that either. But then also, then the girls be all like, oh, your mama, you know, I'm a bust your. I haven't had that happen, but I've seen it with my. I'm a bust, and I'd be like sitting there saying, I wish. Oh, bitch would.
Have you ever
sat in my house and bust my windows because my son live with me?
You ever sat any of their interests down and just sat there and questioned them about who they are and what they do?
I've seen that one girl because, like I said, they went to high school together. She would always walk past or whatever. And I was like, who is this little mouse? Because she was little and stuff, and I was like, she just looked like a mouse to me. Like, she just needs to go and
sometimes,
get on the track.
Sometimes, you know, they use mouse to test us. You know what I'm saying?
Mouse to catch the cheese, huh?
You know, they put mouse through mazes, and let's try this ink on him, and let's plug him with this pill. And
Flashbacks.
You know.
It reminds me of a play, not the one that you did, but the one that he did. Flower for Algernon?
Flowers for Algernon.
Yeah, they did.
I starred in a play called Flowers for Algernon.
So, okay, so let's get to you, since you want to
push me.
So do you ever sit any of your, did you sit Ebony's mates down?
Ebony, man. I chase dudes out of my yard. Here's the thing. I don't have anything against gay people. You know, I've been friends with many a gay folk. But when I had sleepovers, my daughter couldn't go to anyone's house to spend the night. But it was okay for her girlfriends to come over to my house because that's how much tabs I kept on her. So if you wanted to have a sleepover, it was going to be at my house. And one day we had a sleepover, and her little gay friend came walking down the gate. And as far as I'm concerned, he's still a man, and he's still got something on it. And you can front all you want because you're still a man when you step into my house with these girls. And if it's like that, and they decide they want to look at it and he want to show it to them, then it's a party, y'all.
It's a party.
Yeah, it's a party.
So you were a protective parent for your
daughter. I was. And
so the gay boy couldn't stay the night.
Oh, I chased him down the street. I act like he was terror, and I was getting ready to cut his legs off. And even the girls told me, he's coming. You better run.
The gay boy? You did that?
Yeah, I did that.
They could have got you for gay bashing.
About 13 years old.
Gay bashing a kid.
Yeah. Didn't care.
It wasn't about gay bashing. You heard what he said. He was a man regardless of what he thought he was.
He could have been just dressed like that.
No, he was flamboyant. He was hanging with the girls, and he wasn't coming to spend the night over my house.
Regardless, I got that.
So how does she feel about that?
They laughed about it later.
He said later.
They laughed about it.
I would have laughed about it, too.
I hope he went and told somebody, too. Her daddy chased me. Her daddy chased me. Uh-huh. I was out. He wasn't going to catch me.
Okay. So, you know, when you first came on, you said you were an artist.
I am an artist.
So what kind of art do you do?
Well, let me give a shout out to Da Vinci Communications High School in El Segundo. Da Vinci. Yeah, so.
Give a shout out to me, too.
I've been, Janine, I'm going to give you a shout out right now. Let me give it a piece of wood and get my soldering iron out and draw a picture of you while we're right here. I'm teaching art at Da Vinci Communications High School. I'm teaching kids how to draw with a soldering iron on wood. So wood burning. It's called pyrography.
Oh, that's tight.
And that's tight. So the kids are incredibly talented. But as far as art's concerned, my main thing that I'm known for is Richard Pryor. I paint life-size, larger-than-life-size. Marlon Wayne owns a painting that I did of Richard Pryor. Quite a few other people. Oprah Winfrey has a painting of mine, of a portrait of her. I took 7 of her magazines. I worked on the Oprah Winfrey Show in 2006, and we went to Indiana on this show, and I gave it to the producers to give to her on the last day of our shoot in Indiana before I came back here. And the very next day, she wrote me a thank you letter.
Oh, that's
and
tight.
That's did she give you any money?
No, she didn't give me no money. But you know what?
I don't want to hear no more about the story.
But I have that letter, though. See, that letter that says Oprah knows me and gave me her information,
you know,
says contact me when you want to contact me.
I want some of her money.
Mm-hmm.
Her money.
That connection.
Good. Her money is good.
I'm with you. I like the connection part.
You like the letter?
Yeah, I like the letter.
I got paid to paint Jay Leno's son as a Christmas present for him. And I got a thank you letter right away from him. So, you know, letters build up.
Okay, so I got a question for you. You know, that's why I brought up. I knew you did some painting. What did you ever do with your kite?
My kite's still at home rolled up. You know, if you put a little in it, you can smoke it.
Right? That's so funny.
It's a really big kite.
You smoke?
No.
I do not.
That's what was funny to me.
Well, what's this?
What
are you making?
She just took her hands and went over like magic. You know how you sprinkle.
Let's talk about this marijuana stuff because I don't smoke either. Might grow 6 trees though.
Okay,
what you think about that?
Because you come from a family who's always grown all of our lives.
They smoke too.
Well, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a quick story about marijuana. My mom was a manager of a building. And my brothers lived upstairs. My grandmother lived upstairs. My other brother lived to the right of us. We practically had a fort in where we was on 840 California. It's no longer California now. This is in Long Beach. It's Martin Luther King. But my mama was the manager there. And we had trees in the back. And see, we had trees in the back.
Y'all could have went to jail. You know that, right?
Well, that's what I'm about to tell you. Can you let me tell you?
I'm going to shut up. I just wanted to let you know. That was
I'm trying to tell you a story.
Okay, well, speed it up. We got about 3 minutes left.
All right, so anyway, police were chasing some dude over the gate. And I was in the backyard. The dude jumped our gate. The police jumped our gate. The marijuana trees was all right there. Now, he could have just called his boys in and had one in the bush, right? And he didn't. He still chased the dude. And then he going to come back later with the whole Long Beach Police Department. But by then, see, I was smart. I was a little kid. I knew that we was doing stuff illegal. I went and told my mama. My mama grabbed some trash bags and told my brothers, hey, the police jumped through our yard. We took all the trees and bagged them up in big trash bags, took them upstairs to my brother's house. The police came back. And when they came back, all my brothers had made the thing look all pretty with bicycle pieces and parts and dry dirt and nice. And then they asked me where the marijuana trees go. And my mom, of course, cussed them out and said, what are you talking about? And get out of my yard and all that stuff. But they hemmed us up for a minute.
So are you going to grow some weed now that it's legal?
No, I'm not.
What about you, Silver?
Nah, I don't plan on it. I mean, I might. I might as well.
Well, technically, it's not really legal yet. I know Prop 64 passed, but I do believe that it won't go in effect to 2018.
I just wait until 2018.
But so should I start now? Because, well, I mean, you got to get them growing, or should I just wait?
It's recreational. You know, recreation means you can probably do it while you're walking down the street, and you're going to be able to go to a club and say, hey, man, hit that. They sell them at the bar.
Oh, I don't think so, because California smoking laws, I mean, you see how they act with cigarettes. I think they're going to do the same thing.
Cigarettes and marijuana smoke is not the same thing. There's tar in cigarettes, not in marijuana.
No, that's not true. The smoke is smoke, and it's bad for your health.
I disagree. I think marijuana smoke is more healthy, and I think in this next, before 2018, it is, but before 2018, I think we need to be lobbying for the federal government to actually use it for real research for medical purposes and smash the pharmaceutical industry, because
I am totally against marijuana, period. Okay. That's how I feel.
I am too. But I mean, if I can make some money off of it,
but
then
see,
let's do
all
it.
Of my family has indulged in it. And so, you know, sometimes
I'm a retired smoker, and I just want to say this. I say marijuana has good health.
I say, let's
see, you already forgot.
Yeah, right. Already
that's
forgot.
What I'm saying. See what it did to you?
Me personally.
All right, we're going off the air. So thank you guys. Right. Real women, real talk.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank
no
you
problem.
For having me as well. That was a good